Okay. On that last kneel down. No, that's the game, right? Yeah, that's the game. Why are they not walking out? Why are the teams not... That's the game. Why are the coaches not coming out? Yeah, 20 seconds. What's... Oh, there they go. Okay. It's the Nebraska fans you hear cheering. He did like a four-step kneel down there. There is a chance.
That's the end of the ball game.
Again, they have scoreboard stats, but they're always lagging. There's a chance.
The final score, Nebraska 20 and Illinois 7. Ohio football is back at Memorial Stadium. And they've been on the Wisconsin Badgers on homecoming Saturday, October 21st. Get tickets at fightingalumni.com.
There's a chance with that four-yard loss.
At Memorial Stadium tonight. Remember, Reynolds Towing is available to help.
Thanks.
Car trouble in the parking lot.
This is a very difficult from the stands environment these days.
09134 assistance.
There is a chance that four-yard loss meant we had more total yards. let me say this. There's a very specific... There is a club on Twitter. There are certain people who, and I get it. Like, they're like violently angry at my, I guess the best way to say it is like my points and yards thing, but that's not even right way to say it. Like, they're very angry at me suggesting this is a good team. That's what it is. At any suggestion of like, look, this stuff is happening, but you know, there are some people I don't think get it. Like when I say we're getting points in the yards, they think it's, I'm like saying luck or something. Like, oh no, this is a good team. They're just unlucky. No, I'm not saying unlucky. You know, I said it about turnover margin with number of fumbles that it was unlucky, but that's never been my overarching point here. When I say points and no yards, or sorry, yards with no points, I am not saying, oh, the football gods won't let us. No, it's self-inflicted. It's 100% on us. And we just did 300 something and 7 points. Like, I have been making this point for all this season. I've asked it. I've written it. It's my question in press conferences. And then we just did the 99th percentile performance of doing exactly that. Like, you can't have... It'll take a long article, but you can't have a game that's more yards with no points than this one. You can't. When I say earlier that this is self-inflicted, it's penalties, it's turnovers, and it's field position. We did all three again tonight. We went on the opening drive. I made this point on Twitter, and everybody who's come up to say, hey, like, I've said this to them in person tonight. Like, when you get a touchback on the opening kickoff and you start at the 25, what's the most yards, what's the furthest distance you can go without points? 74 yards, 2 feet, 11 inches. Which is what we did, and got 0 points. We got into field goal range and missed a field goal. We turned it over and gave them short field after short field. We missed on fourth down and gave them short fields. I don't. I don't know what to say. 315 yards and 7 points. You know how hard that is? Look, maybe the scoreboard's wrong. Like, maybe I'll hate this. Maybe it wasn't. We had more yards. Maybe just hadn't updated on the final drive. Whatever. We couldn't run the ball. That was the game. They could, which meant they controlled the clock. None of what I'm saying takes any of that away. I'm not saying, like, those screwy things happened, and that's why we're a great football team. No, we are a team that allows the lack of footballing to cost us points at the end of our drives. And I've said that for 3 weeks, and then we do that, where it's maybe the worst example of that. Like, because this is on my mind, and because I spend so much time, like, thinking through this stuff, and, like, people have asked me before, like, oh, Robert, in that one tweet you said it was 17 hours of research and writing. Is it really... Wasn't it maybe, like, aren't you exaggerating there? I just need, like, my process is, like, there'll be times I'm writing, and I've been going over the numbers, and I have, like, 9 tabs open, and then I'll just get up, and I'll let the dog out, because the dog hasn't been in a while, and I'll, like, pace around the backyard for 20 minutes, just kind of going over, yeah, well, I could say it that way, or I could come back at actually really the way, you know, and then I'll get back to the laptop and I'll put more time into it. And then while I'm eating lunch, I'm like, man, I don't think I can get to it, but if I really, you know, so it's this long process of, like, how do I say that? And I'll write it, and no, that's not right, and I'll start over. So it's this long, it's not like I'm researching numbers for 17 hours. It's just how I go through it, to, like, okay, how can I best throw my arms around this topic? And so the last 2 weeks, I have spent so many of my waking hours going through this very thing. We move the ball, and then penalties stop the drive. We get the ball, but we're at the 10. We give the ball, but we give the ball at our own 20. We don't do field position. We don't do penalties. We don't do turnovers well. And when we do turnovers, we're getting the fumble recoveries deep in our own end instead of at their 10. And when all those things happen, you're just making it so easy for the other team to win. It's not throwing a bunch of picks. Like, it's not this specifically one thing. It's not, oh, turnovers are the problem. It's not, oh, field position is the problem. Oh, penalties are the problem. It is, there's football, and you go up and down the field, and you do this, and you do that, and then one team wins or one team loses. And the team that wins and loses is usually found in those little details. Yes, we've seen games where we give up 700 yards, and we're completely dominated, and we don't belong on the same field, and, you know, everything else. But these games where we do belong on the same field and the yards are pretty even, and yet we do all of the things to negate those yards, that's probably the best way to say it. We negate yards this year worse than any Illini team I can remember. We've seen teams with horrible offenses that can't move the ball, and we say we're screwed. We've seen teams with horrible defenses who can't stop the ball, and we say we're screwed. This is a team that negates yardage on a epic, historic level. It just is. It's Unbelievable. And to do this when the 50 is painted for Dick Butkus, like I was, you know, I don't know if you saw on Twitter, like, some jerkbox Nebraska fan was responding to, you know, I said something about Butkus, and a fan responded to me of, like, I hope this brings out the fight in the team tomorrow night, and a Nebraska fan responded to him of, like, love this, meaning, like, love that you think it's cute that you're going to win because, you know, love that you think you're going to get motivation from this. Like, love this in a term of, like, you know, haha, your player died. Love it. And I retweeted it just to say, you know, here you go, coach. Here's your, you know, here's the pregame speech. Just show those people who said love this about Dick Butkus' death. I'm not expecting that to be the pregame speech. Just how I put it out on Twitter. But, you know, that guy's happy. That guy is like, oh, you suck at Illinois fans. Your player died and you lost. Nothing I can do. Like, I have to face those things and then come here and, like, I don't get any, there's no satisfaction. Would I call him a jerk box? Is that even a word? Jerk box one. Jerk box is happy tonight. I won't sleep. It's just so hard to comprehend that level of I don't even know what to say. I guess negating our yards is the only way to really frame it. I'm putting my credential around my neck because the band's about to finish leaving the field, and then they're going to do the announcement. Fans yet to leave the stadium, and somebody's going to try and kick me out, and then I have to show them my credential to say I'm still allowed to be here. Yeah, I mean, the best way I can say all this is this game felt like a practical joke. I'm not calling it a joke. We competed. The defense kept Nebraska at 20 in incredible ways, forcing turnovers, stopping them. They missed a field goal. Like, the offense put the defense in horrible position. The defense stood strong for the last 20 minutes of this game. So I don't have, you know, much love to the defense here. The reason the game felt like a practical joke is because, like, given how I've been, what I've been writing about, given what I've been writing, if there was Cameo, is that the place where you can get a famous person to, like, say something? Like, if there was, like, a Cameo for college football, and I had a friend who wanted to punk me, and said, okay, here's what we're gonna do. I'll pay you $600,000, and then I need this game to go exactly like this. I need Illinois to start off going 74 yards, 2 feet, 11 inches, and get stuffed at the goal line. I need a kickoff into the wind with the flag straight out, a clear Memorial Stadium, the winds are weird in here, kickoff. I need that to bounce around, like, right at the 20, and Nebraska recovers it because the returners aren't lined up properly after the wind shifted. I need turnovers to happen for Nebraska where they get the ball at our 20, and then when we get turnovers, it needs to happen at our own 10. And then I need a couple, like a holding penalty when Altmaier gets the midfield on a long run to kill a drive, and then some other stuff like that. If you can bring about that, I'll give you hundreds of thousands of dollars to punk Robert like that. Because it's the game I fear. It's the game I'm sitting here, like, we're at the 20, and I'm just thinking, like, we have to get a touchdown or at least a field goal here. We cannot start this next game with yards and no points, and we go to the two inch line and stop. And we have a wind issue, and we have a where do the turnovers happen on the field issue. Okay, that's it. There must be some kind of cameo site, and this was a game just to punk. Was it Aston Kutcher? Who did punked? Whoever did punked. I get it. Show me the cameras. I hope I reacted like you thought I would. I hope you got some good shots of me staring off into space. When the things I fear we're going to do in the game, we do all those things. Turnovers, penalties, field position. I'm a broken record, and we not only do we keep doing it, we did it even more. Look, I get it happens with young teams. I've written that too. I know that this is the reason you can rely on mature teams, because they make these plays, and you struggle to get your young guys to realize these are the things that matter in college football games. But my goodness mercy me. 300 some yards, 7 points. A missed field goal at the end of the half. Fourth and short, and we can't convert. Many, many times. My goodness. I think that's all I've got. Shout out to the balcony crew for not kicking me out. Or maybe they don't know I'm down here around the corner hiding. Holy crap, we're 2-4. We're 0-3 in the Big Ten. We just scored 7 points. My goodness. I got nothing else. Go on, Emmy.